AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Axios is reporting there is a one-page memorandum to end the war in Iran that includes a moratorium on Iranian uranium enrichment, a lifting of U.S. sanctions, and the distribution of frozen Iranian funds, along with the opening of the Strait of Hormuz for shipping. On social media, President Trump wrote, "If Iran doesn't accept the deal, in his words, the bombing starts, and it will be, sadly, at a much higher level and intensity than it was before." Meantime, Iran's foreign minister met with Chinese officials. The two sides discuss ways to end the war. The AP's Hui Zhangwu is in Bangkok.
China also reiterated its call for the opening of the Strait of Hormuz. It also said that a comprehensive ceasefire was urgently needed. But China also said that it appreciates Iran's commitment to not develop nuclear weapons, and that Iran had the ability and should have the ability to use nuclear energy peacefully.
Two Argentine officials investigating the origins of the hantavirus outbreak on the cruise ship that sailed from southern Argentina say the government's leading hypothesis is a Dutch couple contracted the virus during a bird-watching outing before boarding. Dr. Maria van Kerkhove is with the World Health Organization.
So our assumption is they were infected off the boat and then joined the cruise. The cruise did stop at many different islands up the coast of Africa, and again, seeing a lot of different wildlife. On those islands, there are birds. Some islands have a lot of rodents, others don't.
Three people died. CNN is reporting its founder, Ted Turner, the outspoken and often outrageous television pioneer, has died. In 1996, Turner said too much TV is not good.
Some people sleep with a set on. You know, they don't sleep very much. The damn stuff is really habit for me. We said, warning, too much television viewing can be dangerous to your mental health.
Ted Turner was 87. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a new poll on immigration.
A new AP Newark poll finds about 6 in 10 U.S. adults say the U.S. is no longer a great place for immigrants, though they believe it used to be. The belief that America used to be great for immigrants is more prominent among Democrats and independents, as well as among people who were born outside the U.S. Only about 3 in 10 U.S. adults say the U.S. is now a great place for immigrants, while about 1 in 10 say it never was. About one-third of U.S. adults say they know someone personally that has started carrying proof of their immigration status or have significantly changed their routines. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An election year redistricting movement has spread to South Carolina as Republicans attempt to redraw majority black congressional districts that have suddenly become susceptible because of a Supreme Court ruling upending protections for minority voters. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.